You forget that.
They don't do it, though.
That's right. I'm a property owner. What by who comes to bring you what can be done about it? Because you ain't thinking you're getting the next dollar is wrong. Do you
hear me?
Into a case of abortion. A doctor who has been up before the death for abortion.
I guess no one talking about what I'm talking about. Just a part of the you understand? And the woman really dang his office. Lost a lot of blood. You know about blood transfusions, don't you? Took her to down on Bar Street. In Cincinnati.
Put it in the moon. Give her a shot to kill her.
Kill some, don't tell no patient.
All right.
Just so if you come back up there anymore for that, he's going to send you to the penitentiary.
Right.
And he done lost his baby head.
Right.
You understand? Just kill some, don't tell no patient. Is that right?
Right.
He promised that woman that he would perform that operation. He waited too long. You understand? But he kept his word. See, he kept on putting it off from one time to another. Then brought that woman in. You understand? And then after she lost all that blood, you understand? He took her back to her home. The operation was performed in his office.
All right.
And did it.
Put her in a bed.
And that same doctor and his nurse come back in. See, just before day, and that she was laying up there just wide awake. See, and in the same day, and he said to her, said, listen. There's something mysterious happened here. And I want you to tell me all about it. Okay. Did you know that you were dead? She said, well, how in the world could I know? If I was dead, how would I know it? Now, this is what she promised that doctor. that if he was performed, you understand? And if it killed, she wouldn't tell on him because he did how bad he was doing it before he did it before. Mm-hmm. And then when he come back and told her, you understand, that it was true that she had been dead. Mm-hmm. And she said, he said, now you tell me all about it. You understand? Because I know that it's yes. You understand? Mm-hmm. And she said to him, she said, listen, I promised you that if you would perform it, if it would kill me, you understand? I would tell him about myself. Now you want me to tell you about it. You say I've been dead. You understand? And I promise not to tell nobody about it. So why should you ask me? You said I died, but I died and didn't tell nobody nothing about it. Now why should I tell you about it? Didn't I promise I wouldn't? And that same woman comes to class and testifies. The sister Carter said right there, she didn't say. From the very beginning. That's it. And listen, he had a purpose and a purpose he can carry out. You understand? And it has never changed. It has been the same. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to ask for the constant repetition all along. You understand? Now I have to be able to understand that before I can tell you anything. See, I can't choose nothing. I can't make you do nothing tomorrow. This, that's the most of them do, reading essays. I'm not talking about poetry.
Right.
You understand? Somebody said, well, let me read a phrase. I don't want to hear it.
Can't do that. Name that we don't know something about.
If you know, if you really know God in His reality, in a sense, you know everything.
That's right.
See, we've been everywhere. We've seen everything. You understand? The Holy Witness just said one time, "Well, I have never nobody been to heaven and come back and told us nothing about it." I beg your pardon.
That's right.
That's where we do it.
That's where I live.
That's where
you do it. And I'm telling you about it. Well, then I knew a man about 14 years ago. They talked up to the clergy and said, "Thank them possible man to right?" And then he said that to the Colossians. He said, "For you are dead and your life is hid with Yahshua in heaven." Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. And when he appeared, see? Understand? Mm-hmm. Now somebody put it this way. "So you coming back after the church with our father?" I beg your pardon.
Okay. Now,
look, see, you've got all these imaginations. Then we appeared. Then we appeared again. Mm-hmm. There you go. You're talking about up in the sky and I'm talking about down here. You're trying to read up on something. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having an experience with you. You see? I can't read up on something and go around doing something with a book in my hand. I don't care about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See? Get far. It's got to be. Listen. There isn't anybody else that's ever been to where I reckon you can get it, but it's in God. There's no way else we're trying to get out of it. Paul, you good, bad, and indifferent. Just fall for it. Whatever it is, again, the truth, the hell out there. Now let me get back to my story and tell you what I'm talking about. You see, if I come home and say to you, that God sent me in to come and pray the office. As you understand, then I can't do that. None of the works of God. They don't have no right to believe you. Paul said, "Through of all things, the most after that which is good." Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You still saying that? I'm around here telling you that you can stay, fall, stay, 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 anybody. You understand what I'm talking about? And then I can't do that. Now that don't make no sense. You know? Now what is it that God can't do? Outside of mine, you can't God. You got it. Are you calling me down? Do you understand what I'm talking about? You mean it. Somebody said to me, they said, "Don't you do God and you know about it?" Now they thought they started talking about something wonderful. You understand? Somebody got all sick and said, don't you hear me? They said, "Well, give me back to you. If you ain't putting on me, don't call me the devil in the church. And let them know it, and you're not even going to have it." Is that right?
Right.
And the prayer of faith, the faith of faith. And you have to give me faith. They tell you, and the Lord shall raise him up. Say, God, sir, he went past the door for us, I see. He went back to the land of the God, sir. But it was totally annoying how all the water was. Sometimes they ask you out of the pot, sir, and you come to us with your door. "Well, you did a little game, you can't do this." The game says, "Call for the elder of the church." And that means this. I'm supposed to be an elder in the church. In other words, King told me to stand for me. And I'm supposed to come down here and do it. So, that's not even in the house. Now look, when you see when I do that, see, you do what you say that James said to me to do. Come down and rub some oil and you go ahead and die. Now look at the book. Mm-hmm. They let him know that he is saved and fallen from the death. That man died. You understand? And I want to come back and blame it on you, Joseph. And she had said, "Well, you didn't have the faith."
Well, that's why you're supposed to send for me. You see what I mean? That's what you're supposed to. And look, the sick man. Why? Because he had the sick man sitting up here now.
Sent me. You understand? And then I can't do nothing. Here I am to prophesy. You understand? Here I am to feel the sick. Here I am to raise the dead. You understand? And I want you to know I'm not a replacement either.
All right.
I'm a replacement to the Messiah.
All right.
Paul told Timothy this.
See? Now, Matt, if you take what I tell you here this morning, it'll help you. I wouldn't be holding you in here and talking to you like this. You understand? If you had an opportunity to hear somewhere else. Listen, I'm 72 years old. 50 years of my life.
I've been studying all of it.
And I've been both ways in the United States. Both ways. Both ways. Both ways. Been in the colleges and the seminaries and every place back. Defied everybody to the city.
To the city.
You must say so. Must go back. Now I speak you over the head 40 different times. Pack with us with that rod of mine. You understand myself now? Nothing else you can do but
something
wrong.
Right.
That's right. Step on our chest and raise somebody from the dead. No, I didn't do it. I just got too scared of that. And the wind, and the wind. Everything
now. Okay. Well, obedient to the same one that's right in here. Earthquakes and everything else.
Rome talked all this morning. Told you about John F. Kennedy. Told you about Franklin Delano Roosevelt. You understand? Now you ain't got nothing more in the book no better than that. And you can't whip me here. You and all your gang, all your folks put together.
That's right.
We can't. Yeah. Somebody don't put it against it. Look at what's going on there. I don't care about what they're saying. You understand? Now let me show you what I'm talking about. I just got some things. That business was not like the state. You understand me, man? I just got to say in Georgia. You understand me? I just got to say in Tennessee. You understand me? I could go and tell you a whole lot of the rest of it, but there's no thing. If one was, the other one was equal.
Right.
You understand? Now I want to show you five. See? Now, when God
That's right.
You see? Let's get the thing straight. You understand? But the God says, sorry, bad. No, that's one with Kenny back. I put this story to start. We got going for you.
That's Burning Bush. I said, no, Scooby, he just went off out there in the woods. And that was Burning Bush. And I have you notice the Burning Bush was a too. Wasn't no bush on no fire out there in the wilderness. There was no grass fire somewhere out there.
That's a thing. That's a revelation. Well, somebody said, well, a revelation is a continuous and a progressive thing. It is, but it don't ever change. That's my story. Now, listen, I want you to show them. Don't you see? He called Moses and 70 of the elders up in that mountain. You understand? And Moses saw in that vision. And he wrote down what he sees. It wasn't up there like that.
Right.
It wasn't up there like that. Right. If you learn something, did you get my point? Paul said, all that Moses wrote, which is the scripture,
it was by divine inspiration.
It's the divine inspiration he's writing by. He just writing down what God was showing him. You understand? Not saying he imagined anything about you, writing down what he's seeing in the vision. You understand what I'm talking about? Now that's the scripture. Buddha wasn't up there. God didn't choose the choice of Buddha like that. God didn't choose the choice of Buddha like that. You understand what I'm talking about?
Right.
Yes? God said,
Could that be me? Didn't nobody?
You understand? Now that's moved. Now that's the boss. Did you get that one?
Yeah.
Now listen, here comes the cousin. Now there, Jeremiah, he's eating with him.
They
better not say nothing different.
He must know his name. All right, come on with it.
See what I mean? What happened? This is what happened. What Moses said. You understand? Just the word. The demand was told that the termination of that 40 years that they would be in the world. Every friend's back.
And the law had to be written in.
That's right.
And then it was laid in the Ark of the Covenant. Is that right? You see what I mean? I want you.
But because Jeremiah, all he's doing, he write
down what God said to him. This is my soul, it's only write down what he said. Right? You understand? Then they got through right. You understand? That's too much. But it's not. Then I got it all over again. Said to the Lord, into the fire. Now, baby, speak to God. This is causing more light. You understand what I mean? Now, wait a minute. Then now, here he comes. He says, in the prophecy. Is that right? Now listen closely. No, I come in the volume of the book. That it is written. No improvement. You understand? No need to choose out of the old book. He takes away the first coming made of it. Is that right?
Right.
That he made it. That is the thing.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Now listen. He doesn't know the thing.
He's got a whole thing.
Right.
And then the whole thing is full of stuff. That whole covenant is moved that way. That the new covenant will come over there.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, want you to see what that new covenant is.
All right.
Stop being fooled and deceived by these hypocrite priests.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You hear me, Roger. I wrote a book. There are a whole lot of folks wrote a book. You understand? But now, this new thing, God said he wasn't going to put on those feelings. He don't write that right up here in him. Okay, you understand what I'm talking about? Paul, Pete, Buddha, Kenneth, nobody could deceive you then.
Right.
Well,
you guys
would have
been
having
a job, eh?
How do you like that?
Yeah. Say, I got to be going out here arguing about something different Yahweh's role.
He said,
he didn't say anything before you wrote it.
Right.
In your heart and in your mind. Not in the truth, but in your heart and in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here comes along a lot of false prophets. Everybody wants to be a big witch.
All right.
You understand?
I'm going
to begin first. You understand? Now, you've got to think straight and right. You understand? Then what you do, that Paul said he knew both. Said he knew how to be exalted.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew how to be abased.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
He was around that chiseling folk that Yahweh had put the spirit in his heart. You understand what I'm talking about? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
He said he was a blasphemer.
That's right.
Because he did it even through unbelief. Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know what the new covenant is. You understand? And he didn't send Kenny to write no new covenant. And he didn't send Bula to write nothing new. No new covenant. And it ain't wrote with pen and ink and in all no books, nothing.
Right.
And nobody sent me last day to preach anything different than what we did. And it all better than it was. That's right. If I come on, I was the Apostle Paul. That's the greatest anybody's going to ever be until the revelation of Joshua the Messiah from here.
All right.
And that's the only thing going to straighten it all up. And he's not coming back here to run around on this earth and beg somebody to do right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going to tear the whole thing on the fire. And this is the field from heaven. Paul said, take it. Clean and bend your soul and dad for saying, and then let's know about it.
That's right.
That's right. The opportunity of time to find out the truth.
Decades and ages and all. That was back there for then. You understand? There's nothing back there for then but what ain't good for us here.
You understand? Same God, that no same God in the middle of the street. Somebody said, well, this is an idea that knowledge and wisdom shall increase. Mm-hmm. And run to and fro, and knowledge has covered the earth as the waters cover the sea. I know that. But it won't be a different knowledge than the divine knowledge. Mm-hmm. Divine wisdom is divine wisdom. It don't change brand. You understand?
That's what John was out there on the Isle of Patmos for. And if he said anything different than what Moses and them said, the prophet said, you understand? And that's why it's out there to prove. That's what it's true.
You understand? And that's why the Messiah coming here to fulfill it. By who there's no fulfillment of it. And no other false prophet. You are the false people.
And as I told you, I don't believe there's anybody. I don't believe there's anybody in this cemetery. And you know the history of it. And look, there's people sitting looking at me right in this face. So, looking at me straight in the face. You may know whether I'm lying. You're telling the truth about it. See, and if I hadn't done what I said, I'd have got done.
You know what I mean? You see 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 what I mean? Just go down there and hit him and bring him up here. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't ask us nothing about that. You go down and get him. They sent a delegation down there to get him rich, and they got down there. He was down there to see your priest. He was there, but priest, you understand? Yeah, oh, he was going to town. And next thing he was going to town. But he was going on back. They didn't know when they got back. Was he complaining? That's in this body, and in every other body.
That's right.
You understand? Friend, that's all that God from up there speaks out to that. You understand?
Right.
Still have to move.
That's right.
Yes, indeed, he has to change his order. Yes, indeed, he sent the apostles out to preach before this, before he died. And when I was casting out there, and they come back and rejoice, and say, oh, oh, oh. They come back with that same devil, talking about reincarnation. That's one that's where the Sarah of Muhammad. You understand? And this Negro up here in Chicago.
Right. He just called it black. Me, I beg your pardon. He was talking about the Holy Spirit,
right?
Not right. I guess they didn't have it that time. You understand?
That wasn't Paul. That wasn't Peter.
He said that, and Jesus said unto them, them who? He wasn't talking to these people down here in the 18th and 19th century. He talked about their apostles. He said, now you say that to the people who received this time. You understand? On the day of Pentecost. You understand? Nobody was hanging around in 1844.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
You see? Yeah. Now, 2300 days, and then shall the sanctuary be cleared. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now then, here's 490 years from Lake Daniel to see. Go down this 814, I believe you're calling it. Right?
Right, that's right.
814. Yeah. You understand? Now, the 7 days, then this is what they done. They say that these 2300 days, and this 70 weeks, 70 weeks, if you put 70, that's 490 years. You understand? A day for a year. You see? You understand? That 490 weeks fulfill the prophecy, seal up the vision in the prophecy. You understand? This 2300 days. And this 490 years is a part of this 2300. You understand? So now if you subtract this, this is what you got. What?
19.
Huh? Did you say 19? See, you have to help me, right? So I won't buy it off.
18.
Is that right?
18.
Is that right?
Right.
Now, look, I'm going to take the same figure and put it right back up here.
23.
And under our section. That was Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes.
Right.
The commanders went forth unto him.
Mm-hmm. 457
B.C.
That's right.
4, 5, 6. Now if you subtract that, 7 from 10 means what?
3.
5, 6 from 10 means 4. Right?
Right.
5 from 13 means 8. Right? Yeah. I know what's supposed to be up here. You can just go ahead and make a mistake if you want to. 1843. You understand? And that's where they get it. 1843. Now if you say it, 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
See, then it would come into 1844.
Yeah.
Now, 1844, that was the Seventh-day Adventist. 6. You understand? That they were looking for Christ to come down to the sky, and they sold out their prophecies and everything, and it is in the congressional record.
Mm-hmm.
1844.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he didn't come in 1844, they had to admit that they were wrong, Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's what they said was a mistake, and the last mistake they made was worse than the first. Mm-hmm. See? Now then, they said instead, right up here, instead of him coming from heaven itself in 1844, as they had previously thought that he would do,
mm-hmm.
or from the most holy place between the wings of the
mm-hmm.
or from heaven itself, wherein he ascended to himself. You understand? They said that he was just going in. He was going in from this part, mm-hmm. into here in 1844, so that he was just him and in. Now that's worse than it was in front of the right. Because now, as if you read him, he says that he has been raised from the dead and entered on to the veil. That is the same thing he said. And then, and then after the dead. That's making him such a flaw. Is that wonderful? Now, there's no place in here for him to see that.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's how they said that. Now here's the Brahulas, and they're trying to tell 1863 and 1844, if then God is sent him here, and these last days, you know what I'm saying, till the priest is teaching them and all that different kind of things together. And I say that just to say that, I'm saying, that's right. If I said that, I'd like to see, you know, I'm lying. You understand? There's no problem.